Hey everybody. I thought I'd take a break today and just answer a questionnaire because, obviously I love talking about myself and you guys seem to enjoy me just talking about normal stuff and talking about experiences and myself basically. This questionnaire comes to us by I can't even Petals. It says A for A questionnaire, Petals questions prepared for pondering, or the 18 petal flower questionnaire. Number one, 7 months ago by deleted. Okay. So, without further ado, here we go. Number one, what does your recording slash editing setup look like? What mic do you use to record? What editing software do you use? Was it easy for you to figure out everything out and learn how to use these things right away? It's not professional at all, as you can tell. I don't have a Yeti or anything. I don't have one of those fancy microphones with the filter on it. What I use to record is my phone. I use the Voice Memos app, and to actually get the audio, I just use my headphones. The generic headphones that come with your phone, because there's a microphone in here. Was it easy to figure out everything? Kind of. I mean, I'm used to making voice notes because back in the day when I used to have a BlackBerry, I would just hold the phone up to my mouth and record like that. And it really sucks I don't have that SIM card anymore with all my recordings because, who doesn't want to hear recordings that they made when they were like 13? What kind of shit was I talking about? But yeah, it's just plug in the headphones and listen. That, well, not listen, but record, Number two. Where do you typically record, and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? Are you usually laying down in your tummy, laying down in your back, sitting up, etc.? Usually I'm on my back with my phone on my stomach, or up on my face if I'm reading a script, and microphone part of my headphones just next to me. And right now, it's a bit different. I'm on my stomach, looking over the bed at my phone. But I mean, it's pretty lazy, I know, but I don't know. It's just easier, especially if I'm masturbating, because I can't sit up and do that. No, I need to be laying down. I'm so particular. Number three, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA or any erotic audio hosting website if GWA wasn't your first or only? Why or why not? To be honest, it's something that I've been interested in for a while. Being like completely anonymous and just putting my voice up out there and like just assuming a character and getting mess I've always wanted to like get messages from people who are like, wow, like this is really cool, like I really admired how you read this or how you like this. Because the thing is, I think it's part of an interest in like theater. I am interested in theater. I am interested in the arts in general, and I think this is a good small step in overcoming that shyness. Just being anonymous and, just having my voice out there and having people critique it, like, wow, you sound really sexy when you did this, or oh, you need to work on your enunciation or something. Was I nervous? A little bit. I mean, because I wasn't sure. Mostly, like, the nervousness comes from the possibility of somebody finding me out. I mean, it's a bit hypocritical for me to say, because I remember around the time that I joined GWA, like, I started lurking, there was a whole big deal because somebody had deleted all of his audios because some article was published about GWA, and he was worried about his family finding out. And at the time, I was just like, "Oh, get over it. Like, it's not a big deal." But now that I'm actually recording audio, I'm like, "Oh shit, I see what he was talking about." Yeah, I am kind of worried that somebody's gonna one day message me like, "Hey, I recognize you." That's gonna be some scary shit. So there is some nervousness with that, but I think as of right now, I'm not. I think the only thing I am nervous about is unsolicited, creepy messages I've been getting from guys, like, people who are like, hey, like, ooh, I'm in my 40s, baby, I'm hot for you. And I'm just like, oh, you're making me dry. Okay, mission accomplished. Number four, what advice would you give to someone who's new and perhaps nervous as well to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest they do to calm their nerves? And what are the words of encouragement you would give to them? Well, just go for it. Just fuck it. Just go for it. I don't think you need to waste all this time just worrying about what ifs. Because if I was just like stuck worrying about like overcomplicating things and worrying myself about all these things that don't matter, like I probably wouldn't be making audios. I mean, not to say that I'm, I just started doing this. I'm not some kind of like, I'm not Gandalf. I haven't been doing this for like years and years, where I could be like, oh, well, this is what you have to do, young child. Like, no, I'm just like, I guess what I'm trying to say is just go for it. Don't be nervous. Make an alt account. Just don't have any ties to anything you do in the real world, and just go for it. Just pick requests or script offers that you like, or maybe offer something new that you want to see but nobody has. I for one definitely want to do female for female audios because I feel like there's not enough of that on the sub. Definitely do that because I'm bisexual and I think that is something that kind of sucks about the sub is that most of the content is female for male. And if it's not female for male, it's male for female. I feel like there's not that many options for people who are like gay or lesbian, or maybe they are like transsexual and they want to do an audio for a guy or a girl, or maybe there's somebody who, well, I don't know about asexuality. I was gonna say maybe an audio for an asexual, but if they're not sexually, if they don't have like sexual attraction to somebody, that might be difficult. I don't know. This answer is getting complicated. I'm moving on. Five, what is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear but hasn't happened yet or done how you would have preferred for it to be done? I mean, I just answered this unintentionally with the other question. Just more content for people who are not straight. More content for people who don't often get represented on GWA because, like I said, there's more like female for male audios than anything, and that kind of sucks. And I guess it's weird for me to be saying because my audios so far have been like that, just female for male or female for anyone really. But I think just more content that's like for anybody and not just limiting it to like 100 audios of girls sucking dick. And like one audio of like a guy sucking dick, something like that. I don't know. Six, you're fuming with anger towards your partner, and suddenly in the middle of your venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Lust, adoration, even more anger? Please explain. Implying I have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I don't know. I'm a really angry person, and if you get me to that point, I really get into it. So if I'm getting like worked up and excited like I am now, I'm just like an excited person, and you just decide to like lean in and kiss me, I'm probably gonna like push you away and be like, "What the fuck?" Like just yell and just be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Get the fuck off of me." Maybe when I calm down later, I'll be like, baby, I'm so sorry. Ooh, but in the moment, I'm just gonna be like, no, get the fuck away. I am not with it. Seven, what is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? What's the reason for your answer? Well, there's a lot of fetishes out there that I don't understand, like the attraction to people as furnitures. I don't understand diaper fetishes. I don't understand baby fetishes. I don't understand a lot of stuff, really. I don't understand. God, I kind of want to look up a list of fetishes, and like, 75% of that list is probably going to be like to me really confusing. For me personally, I'm going to say foot fetish because I don't see the appeal of feet. I mean, I keep my feet well groomed, I cut them, I file them, I paint them. I think Yeah, I understand that sometimes being barefoot can be cute. Like, I'm an artist, I draw. So, there's certain poses that feet do where I'd be like, oh, that's really cute. Or I'll think of it like, that's dainty, that's princessy. I don't see a sexual attraction to them, though. That's just not for me. And it's really uncomfortable to me when I get messages from people saying, oh, girl, like, I love your feet. Ooh. That being said, however, fun fact, for a while, I was selling pictures of my feet because I was like, oh, well, if people like them, I can sell pictures and I might as well make money without being naked. And as I found out, it's just not as rewarding as you'd think it'd be. It doesn't pay as much as you think it would. So, I don't do that anymore. But I just don't understand a sexual attraction to feet. To me, they're what you use to walk with. They get dirty in the summer. One time when I was at the store, some guy came up to me and he was acting like he was interested in my flip-flops, but in reality he was looking at my feet because he made a whole big deal about like me showing them off, but keeping my flip-flops on, and like seeing them from all different angles. It's just I'm not into it. I'm not into feet, and I don't get it. I just don't. It's not as bad as a bunch of other fetishes out there. It's just the one I personally don't get, and the one I'm personally just not into. 8. What are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that make you nearly come right then and there? There. Damn, my accent slipped through. An example, peering over the cup they're drinking from to look you in the eye, typing intently, sitting a certain way, adjusting their bracelet or watch, making small noises like, yeah, or etc. Small things that do it for me. I don't really think about it like that. With guys, damn, really making me think on this one. Small things. Hold on, I'm gonna drink some water. Small things. Well, I think on girls, I like really dainty, princessy type of stuff. That's just the kind of attraction I have towards girls. And with guys, I like more masculine type of things. So if it's a girl, I think the way that she's dressed, I'm really into like Lolita wear. So if it's something like the wind, no, if it's something like, yeah, if it's something like the wind blows her skirt in a certain way and she moves to adjust it, I think the act of like adjusting a skirt or something is really cute. Even though I myself, like, I get super annoyed when I'm walking and my skirt wants to hike up and go between my legs. Girls out there, you know what I'm talking about. I think for girls, adjusting the skirt, I think being kind of like shifty. Like, when you can't sit still and you need to move around. I think when girls or anybody really just kind of has to like fold their legs or like move one leg up the other. Somebody I know has a bracelet, and I mean it's just some regular bracelet, it's like it's like a geek culture bracelet, but like seeing it just like really does it for me. I don't know why. I just see a picture of this pale ass arm with this bracelet, and I'm just like, fuck. Like, and it's just a bracelet, and it's just like, why? But otherwise, I don't really think there is anything that guys do. Maybe winking? Oh, yeah, winking. Winking is a pretty big thing for me. Winking, I was like, oof, just melt right there. It's not really actions, it's more of like an appearance thing, or maybe like small quirks about a person's personality. It's not so much like, damn, like the way they drank from that coffee cup was hot, girl. Like, it's nothing really like that. 9. Name the most significant point on your sex bucket list. Like, just think of something sexual you totally have to do before you kick the bucket, and describe it as vividly as you possibly can. It sucks I didn't do this yesterday, because yesterday I totally was thinking of something I wanted to do. Something I want to do on my bucket list sexually, it's probably gonna be involving public sex, because the risk of getting caught is admittedly pretty hot. I'm gonna say having me. Oh, okay. Either meeting up with somebody and letting them keep my underwear, or having sex in public and, having the guy encourage me to be as loud as I can. Or something, I don't know. I don't really know. It's just, I do have like ideas for stuff I do want to do on my bucket list. I just need to actually sit down and make a bucket list. But I'm gonna say definitely something involving public sex. Probably something where exhibitionism is probably gonna be on my bucket list. I'm gonna go with that. 10, if you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're worried about people in real life finding out about your profile, or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you do not choose to remain anonymous, why is that? So we're revisiting this topic of anonymity. I think it's both. I don't want people in real life being like coming up to me and just like, "Oh, I saw you did this audio about sucking a centaur's cock. What was that about?" And I don't want people who listen to my audios like, "Oh, hey, I found you over here. Oh, so this is who you are. This is your, ooh, now I know what you look like." Because I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, to me, doing audios, excluding this one, because this one is like for you to actually get to know me, but when I do audios that are erotic and, reading from a script and something, that's not me. That's a character. And I feel like it should just stay that way. I don't think it's important for listeners to know, like, who the person doing the audio is or are or whatever. I think just listen to them and enjoy and masturbate. You don't need to know who I am. I think that's the whole appeal of this whole thing, just anonymity. 11. What was your high school, secondary school experience like? If you intended, that is. If not, what were you like as an adolescent? How would you best describe your life, your personality, and your mindset at the time? Well, I'll tell you what, I am so glad I am not in high school anymore. Because high school was a roller coaster of emotions, and it's when I was at my lowest point in life, and I am very glad that I am not in high school anymore, because it's just, I don't know if I should get into it right now, but high school was just, I was depressed in high school. And my depression was at its worst, and I did something, or I was thinking of doing something pretty reckless that if I had done it, I probably would not be making audios right now. So that's all I'm gonna say. 12. How much have you changed since your 18th birthday? What are some words of wisdom you would give to the new adults of the subreddit and world for that matter? Well, definitely since my 18th birthday, I've been more sexually active. Before I was 18, I'm like, I'm never getting laid. I'm gonna be a virgin until marriage. Nobody's gonna want me. And now, now that I've hit that 18-year milestone, it's like, hey, like, you are gonna get laid. Like, okay, so this is me talking to my past self. You are gonna get laid. People do want you. People will find you attractive. And, it sucks right now thinking, nobody wants you. It sucks thinking that, if people treat you so shitty every day, how could anyone ever want you? How could anybody ever think you're attractive when it's like, it's something that people keep making fun of you of? And then, hey, look at this. You're fucking a lot of people right now. You are getting people off on the internet who you don't know and who you never will know. They send you messages like, hey, that shit was hot, like you have a nice voice. So, it gets better, and you don't need to. Depression makes you not think straight, and it definitely does alter. I'm not good with words. And I don't really want to talk about depression that much because it's very serious. And hey, this is like gone wild audio, it's not depression, at talk, it's not AMA, I had depression. It's just whatever you're going through right now is really insignificant compared to what's going to happen when you're older. And if you give up now, you're never gonna know your full potential. You're never gonna experience everything that you've wanted to experience. So live life and just keep your head up and fuck everybody else. Not sexually though, just like fuck the haters. 13, what is your favorite scent? Do you associate it with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a cool story, please feel free to share. Okay, technically, my favorite perfume right now is the Marc Jacobs Daisy perfume. I got a sample at Sephora and it smelled really good, really light and playful, and makes me think of spring. But otherwise, I think the smell of like French vanilla or like apple cinnamon, like one of those like really homey type comfort smells, those I really like. I think that those smells are like really comforting, and I definitely like, well, it's like damn, like this questionnaire is really turning out to be tougher than I was expecting it to be. Smells that make me think of coming home to a cottage, those are the type of smells I like. And especially so at Christmas, because Christmas is my favorite holiday. I like that smell of like peppermint and pine trees. And it just like scents that make me think of being with family and not having to worry about any problems in the moment. I think those type of smells are what I'm more attracted to. 14, name a turnoff, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turnoff of the extensive list you got, and then name an absolute deal breaker, one that would cause you to never consider a relationship with said person, despite how attractive and appealing they would otherwise be. Well, the deal breaker right off the bat is very easy. If they think that bisexuals should choose a side, that they're confused or anything, it's like, bitch, bye, I am not interested. I don't give a fuck what you look like. I don't give a fuck if you look like Adrien Brody. I don't give a fuck what you look like. We are never happening. You know, it's like Taylor Swift said, well, no, because we would never be together in the first place. So yeah, we're never getting together. And by extension off that, if they think obviously like, oh, gays shouldn't get married, traditional marriage, if you think abortion should be illegal, those are my top three like deal breakers. I'm just not with it. And my smallest turn off, my most insignificant turn off would probably be if I can't keep a conversation with them, like if we really have nothing to talk about. It's not a deal breaker per se, it's just I'm just not gonna probably be interested. Actually, no. I feel like that's like a medium rate type of deal breaker. I feel like a really low turn off would be dental hygiene. And I'm not really one to talk because I have some fillings, but I mean like if you don't brush your teeth, if you have some like some if you know when like some people they get that kind of like yellow staining on their teeth that it looks like you could just scrape it off with your thumbnail. If you have that going on, like I'm just not interested. I'm sorry. I don't have a tooth fetish, I don't have a mouth fetish or whatever, but it's just dental hygiene is really important, and if you don't have that, I'm sorry, I'm just not interested. 'Cause how am I gonna kiss you? If your mouth smells like dead fish, I'm not interested. 15, we're almost done. You are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms, to put it simply, the best sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be, and why the fuck would that be, and how do you imagine them to be in bed? Well, I already kind of answered that. Adrien Brody, that's definitely Adrien Brody just does it for me. I don't care what the fuck anybody says. Everybody's always making fun of him, like, oh, he has a big nose. Oh, he always looks so serious, so worried. Oh, he looked like a douche in that one commercial for Gillette. And you know that? I'll give it to you. Yeah, that facial hair was just not like, working for him. But Adrien Brody is bae. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That nose does it for me. I imagine me sitting on his face. I'm serious. I'm imagining me sitting on his face. I've always had a fantasy of like wearing stockings with garters and a skirt, and I would get on top of him put my knee on other my knees on other sides, and I'd lift my skirt up and reveal my stockings with the garters, and I'd want him to fucking go down so hard on me that he needs to develop gills. I just have like that nose that's like sticking out against my clit. And it's to me. And then beyond that, he seems like he'd be like a really like romantic, passionate lover, which, you know, that's cool. You know, I'm into that. I'm into like romance. So having somebody, I think Adrien Brody would be like a very romantic, passionate lover, so that'd be really fun to sleep with. And I feel like he would also be a switch. So not a switch as in like me dominating him, like, yeah, you like that bitch, like not like that, but I mean like if he needs to be dominant, if I ask him to be dominant, I feel like he would do that. I would want him to cuff my hands behind my back and just take me. Yeah. Adrien Brody's my answer. And he's a really good actor too, so go check out his movies. If you haven't seen The Pianist yet, go check it out. Definitely, it's amazing. 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about that that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you don't enjoy that word being used like that, what is a word you like being called or you like calling others that you really love? And why do you love it? So, okay, so this goes two ways. I'm gonna be really honest. I hated the daddy kink, the name calling of daddy, all the way until about January. And I'm not really sure what changed that for me. I know it was a meme for a while, just like ooh, daddy AF and all that shit. And I was always like, ew, that's gross. Because when I think of daddy, I think of when I was a little kid and I used to call my dad daddy, and I'm just like, ew, that's gross. Like I would think about it, I would think of my dad, and I was just like, ew, I'm not into this. I don't see how anybody could be into this. And then I don't know, something. I think hearing it paired with bondage, like I think seeing a lot of stuff relating to it and BDSM is what kind of got me into it. So, you know, I like listening to audios where the guys are fall bleh, where the dom is referred to as daddy. So, if it's something like oh, like you like oh, you like it when daddy touches you like this, like oh, you like it when daddy spanks you like this, and I'll be like, oh yes daddy, like in my head, I don't say it out loud, that's weird. But then the other way, what do I like being called? Obviously baby girl. Something about being called baby girl is just like it just melts me, it turns me into jelly. Somebody I've been talking to has been calling me baby occasionally. And it does it for me. I don't know. Maybe it's because I wasn't called baby that much as a kid. But definitely the dream would be to get somebody who I can call daddy and who can call me baby girl. My weakness would definitely be if we get into an argument and we want to have makeup sex, if he's like, oh, I'll call you baby girl. And I'll be like, oh, daddy, like, you know, you got me there. 17. Are you more confident, bold, or shy and nervous in your audios than you are in real life? Or are you about the same? For example, if your audio involves your character seducing someone that you just met at the mall and then dominating them and fucking them roughly, would you consider that to be a situation that happened in real life? Which character-based audio of yours would you consider most representative of yourself? I don't think I've done an audio yet that fully represents my I can't speak, I'm sorry. I don't think I've done a character-based audio yet that would be really accurate to me. I feel like the ones that I've done masturbating are more close to me, but those aren't characters, that's just me masturbating and talking. Am I more confident or shy in the audios than I am in real life? Pretty mixed. I'm a pretty mixed person. I go like something recently I've been saying is they're like, oh, I could be you know, your rebel bad girl, or I could be the shy sweet lolly. Lolly not as in like little kid, but I mean lolly as in like Lolita. It's definitely in how I react to things emotionally, it's definitely in my thinking, it's definitely in how I dress. Like I'm just a mixed person, you know. I just sometimes I'll go out wearing like a really cute like pink sweater and like a purple skirt and like mint sneakers and like white like thigh highs. And I'll go around being cutesy, but then some other days I have on a leather jacket and like skinny jeans and boots, and I'll be like, oh fuck everything, like fuck you, fuck that. So it's pretty varied. As for if there was like a situation where I go up to somebody at the mall and fuck them, I'm definitely bold in that I do go up to people, like strangers. There should be a clarification. Strangers, I will go up to. Strangers, if I think you're attractive, if I think, you know, if I'm attracted to you, like I'll go up to you if you're a stranger. But if I know you and, you know, we're friends or something, that's when I'm shy. That's when I'm gonna be like, oh, I can't say anything to them. Ooh. Maybe someday in the future I'll get a audio that like fully represents me, but I don't think anytime soon that's gonna happen. And for last question, number 18, a spell is cast upon you by a sadistic, sexy sex witch, where you must choose between the following: have an intense, sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour, so from 1 to 2, 2 to 3. It'll happen sometime between the beginning of the current hour and the clock striking the next hour, which that isn't to say that you'll get an hour break between each orgasm. Okay, I just confused myself. So either you have an intense, sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour, or you have your genitals stimulated once for no longer than 1 minute every 365 days, and you choose to have an incredibly weak orgasm. Which do you choose and why? This question just fucked me up. That was way too many words. That was too confusing for me. I'm sorry. So if I am understanding correctly, either a 10-minute crazy orgasm every hour, or a 1 minute playtime every year. So once a year for 1 minute I have a really weak orgasm. What do I choose and why? I don't know. I mean, how am I having my genitals stimulated in that second thing? Is it by penis and vagina? Is it by vibrator? Is it my hands? Because if my hands, I'm not gonna have a weak orgasm. I guarantee you that. And if it's an intense orgasm every hour, like, is it uncontrolled? Is this assumed? Oh wait, I'm stupid. It's a spell, okay? I mean, oh wait, what's this? Also, you can't have sex or masturbate. The spell orgasm is the only pleasure you receive. I mean, realistically, I should pick the second option because 10 minutes every hour is just really like draining. But at the same time, I have a really high sex drive, so that might be what I need. I just don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and have an orgasm because that'd be really fucking annoying. I guess the first one, I really don't know. This audio took way longer than I intended it to because I'm not so good with words, but on that note, this is Cutie and Lavender signing off. And have a happy Monday.